instead of, well, she's going to have a calf, you'd say, well, she'll be fresh so-and-so, you mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you're pulling a wagon, and you got a yoke of ox here and one here. What do you call it? You have two?
You'd call them a yoke.
If you had two of those, what would you say?
It'd be a yoke.
Still a yoke?
Still a yoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You call a yoke of what?
Yoke oxen.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever ride a horse?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, many times?
Yes, sir. I rode a many and a many mile.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a male horse?
They're called, well, now, a castrated horse is called a gelding.
Mm-hmm.
And one that's not castrated is called a stud.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for that horse instead of stud?
Well, I never knew of any other word.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a male sheep?
Buck.
You ever hear that called anything else?
No. A ram.
Mm-hmm.
They're called rams.
Female sheep is called what?
Does.
Mm-hmm.
Or ewes.
Ever hear them called yos?
Well, that's an abbreviation. It's spelled Y-E-W, Y-E-W,
mm-hmm.
and pronounced you, but about 99 out of 100, and when they go to say anything about it, they'll say yo, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a male pig?
Male pig?
Mm-hmm.
You call them a boar.
Now, when you were young, what term did you use in front of women?
Well, I don't know that I ever knew of any other name for them.
You'd use that in mixed company?
You do. About the only thing you'd say would be a male hog.
Mm-hmm.
Male pig or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these things that the boars have that come out like this, or big teeth?
Tushes.
Mm-hmm. And these long, very strong hair out here.
Bristles.
Yeah, good enough. Now, how'd you feed your hogs?
Well, the average and natural way for people to feed hogs is to just throw out their corn. If they're feeding them corn, if they feed them on slop, why, they have a trough, you know, to feed them in.
Mm-hmm. How many of those you have?
Well, that depends on the amount of hogs that you've got. We used to raise lots of hogs here, that is, for a poor section of the country, and I had, we'd raise 100 head a year back several years ago, and I had, I had about 12 10-foot long troughs that I fed them in, you know, in order you've got to feed them all at the same time, you see, because they'll all be there.
When a calf is being weaned and it makes a noise, what do you call that noise?
Call it a bawling or a blatant, either one you want to call it.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it when a cow is, the noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Well, that's bawling.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear low, the low one?
Well, yeah, low and bawl, that's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. How about a horse? What do you call the noise that a horse makes during feeding time?
Well, there's two names for the same thing. One is nicker and one is nay.
Uh-huh. Good. What do you call a hen that is always on eggs?
What?
Always wants to hatch out eggs.
Hen on
mm-hmm.
eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you call an old setting hen is all I know about.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the time it is when you have to give animals their food?
Well, it's, we usually, you know, feed at